So, we now have time for questions. If you have a question asked, please go to a mic. If everyone would go to a mic, because this is being streamed live, the audio is, so we want to make sure we go to a mic. No, it's related to the addition of Windows you have deployed or installed.
If you have 7 Pro?
If you have 7 Pro.
I'm sorry, 10 Pro.
10 Pro, right. So I don't own the specific edition matrix. I'm an engineer, but it is a pro offering or an enterprise-like offering, and these will be offered to those editions. Yeah, it's a specific entitlement of the edition itself. But pro is a good example of an edition that would have access.
Okay.
And there's no additional cost to update for business. Yes, sir.
Hi. When will Windows 10 be released to manufacturing?
I'm sorry, what?
When will Windows 10 be released to manufacturing? When's it going to be available?
Huh? Summer, is that what we're saying? Summer.
Summer? Okay, next question. Can I do an in-place upgrade from 32-bit Windows 7 to 64-bit Windows 10?
I get asked that question every time. No, I'm sorry.
Okay,
can I do a cross-architecture upgrade.
Right, and I assume the same thing for going from BIOS to UEFI? Can I do
it? You can't do an in-place upgrade, but you can, but so no. There's certain technological jumps that. When we made those technological leaps, like 64-bit or BIOS to UEFI, that in-place upgrade doesn't work if you want the full capability of UEFI has to offer in that full move. So you're absolutely right.
Right.
Now, the thing to be thoughtful about is the number of 32-bit machines in many enterprises is shrinking over time. So it is a real issue. I don't want to trivialize it, where, you know, maybe 5 years ago there might have been you know, well, when Windows 7 launched, it was probably 70-80% in the enterprise was 32-bit. We're now well below that. But you're right. It's a real issue
right.
for some enterprises.
We're 90%.
And so wipe and load will still be a viable option. You're not out of luck. You lose that niceness. Who's next? Okay, go ahead.
Actually, just a couple questions. So do you have an edition matrix to see what edition of Windows, Pro versus Enterprise, and what capabilities are offered through?
So there will be an edition matrix disclosed. At some point in the future, again, I don't own that. It's a business decision. But there will be, that matrix will exist related to enterprise programs. Are you asking a specific question about Windows Update for business or just generally about the edition?
Well, generally about all this capability because you know, we're technically centered on Pro. Mm-hmm. And if this is all focused toward enterprise, we're not going to have any play in this space.
No, the Windows Update for business is for Pro customers.
Okay. The next question is, can you shed any light on Windows 10 licensing whatsoever?
I really can't. I mean, like specific questions, or I mean,
how will it be licensed? And like, is for instance, the free upgrade that Microsoft is offering, is that only tailored toward retail customers, or does that also include volume license customers?
So I'm gonna give you to our business person. Again, I'm an engineer, so I apologize.
That's okay.
Know.
Me too.
But
Helen, can you guys hear me? So this morning, actually, we did a partner-facing webcast on Windows licensing. It will be available in about 48 hours on MPN. And do you guys have access to MPN, Microsoft Partner Network? Yes, no, maybe? Anyway, we are making that available. Also, your account teams will have it. We'll have additional information. So this information will start rolling out very quickly, which will talk about Windows 10 licensing and how you can do your business with Windows 10.
Okay. And so Windows Update for Business is a pro and enterprise type capability. That's not an edition statement. That's a user statement. And enterprise, we would hope enterprise customers deploying an enterprise edition would connect to Windows Update for Business as well.
Okay.
For specific users. So this actually would be available in both matrices related to what we're talking about here today.
Perfect.
Where would you configure things like the deployment rings, the maintenance window, and the peer-to-peer configurations? Where is that configuration actually done?
So we're working on that right now. It'll be done through common management tools today. We don't have the detailed demo ready yet. We're very close. But it'll be done in your management infrastructure you do today. Just like you configure group policy, you configure other settings, your maintenance window and your allotment would be managed through those tools as well. I'm being a little hand-wavy because we're still in the process of getting that final design, but that's exactly the direction we go. Whatever tools you use today to configure systems would work identically.
So those would be Microsoft tools plus third-party tools, hopefully?
Absolutely, right. Yeah. There would be public interfaces like we have today.
So conceptually, the updates will come from Microsoft, but mm-hmm. the policies that detail those updates will be
from the configuration. Yeah, you would configure the clients to behave a certain way when it comes to updating. That configuration, just like policy or other things you configure, will be managed via your management tools. But the actual client itself will behave as an autonomous thing once you set, based on the policy you set.
And that would also be true for the long-term business servicing branch?
Yes. Yes.
Those updates will also come from Microsoft?
They could.
They could, okay.
They could. They could. Again, we believe that most LTSB or long-term servicing branch customers, if it's mission critical, you don't want us touching it. That's why you define it as mission critical. If you look at this new model, we think you're going to be getting all your updates via WSUS or your management software because you're not going to want us to touch those machines.
But the option will be there if I trust you guys.
Because you trust us and we're so great,
yeah.
You may decide. But I suspect that, but again, the rate of change of stuff you would get via Woo might not be appropriate for your mission-critical environment. So that's a business decision you'd have to make.
Okay, thanks.
I guess we'll go back over here.
In terms of the peer-to-peer sharing of updates, is there any talk of looking at also managing updates to applications in that manner as well, so that way you don't have the network load when the Facebook app gets updated or something like that?
Everything related to Microsoft updates, so Moo, I'm a Woo guy, I'm a Windows update guy, but is being considered for those capabilities. Unfortunately, if it's not our service doing the delivery, it's a little bit of a challenge. But we are working on the things we deliver through our pipe and how do we network optimize that. And so we are working on that. Outside of our pipe, it gets a little harder, and I recognize that's a challenge.
And then to follow that up, would it be possible to manage the rings via AD groups, or is that being looked at all?
I'm sorry, manage the rings?
Manage the rings for updates and through business update through AD groups.
I'm actually thinking, like, that's how we're thinking about it. We're still closing on the design, but that's how we think about it.
That's his question.
That's how we're thinking about it.
Okay.
And what I don't know, will it be that plus something else? So I think when I'm an IT guy, I get what you're, like, to me, that's where I start. Like, yes, this is just an AD thing. It's group policy. It's great. Then you go, is there more? And that's what we're working on. So your base level is right, how you're thinking about it.
Thank you.
Let's go back over here.
Hey, thanks. For the business model for Windows as a service, how does that affect the CU updates for 2012 and 2012 R2? I noticed those update roll-ups have stopped. Will they pick back up for the actual product, the non-security update?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what the vision is there.
We actually have a session this afternoon, and I actually have the number written out of my hand here. E354, Terry's going to do a whole presentation after lunch on this very topic, related to some changes we made recently in our servicing and what we're publishing. Yes.
All right, thanks.
How are you going to handle clients that are off network or not on during maintenance windows, their maintenance window? How would you circle back to those?
So we're working on that. I mean, the thing is, because usually security is at stake, if you're not able to get an update, and we'd love feedback on this. My belief is, and our belief in the design currently is, if you were not available during your maintenance window, yep. The next time you're online, we will at least install the update and then ask you when's the appropriate time to reboot you, because security is at stake at that point. So if you didn't get the security update during your maintenance window because you're offline or on a submarine or wherever,
right?
You need to be able to get that update quickly. And we think their speed is more important than optimized within work schedule. But we're working through a lot of those details.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so, but it's we know we need to resolve that. But feedback appreciated. Please become an insider. Give us the feedback about what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, just a quick question around, can you separate out the critical security updates from the feature updates? In other words, we currently are on a 30-day cycle through software updates through SCCM for all security updates. Everything else is kind of...
So in Windows 10, all updates are cumulative. So no.
Okay, thank you.
So is one of the management routes for the rings and maintenance window ConfigMan, and if so, which version is the minimum?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
So managing the maintenance windows and the rings, is one of those vehicles going to be ConfigMan, and if so, which version is going to be the minimum?
TBD. We're doing updates to those as we speak. TBD. We're working on what versions are appropriate. Again, we'd like feedback on what versions are appropriate. work through your feedback channel, like what version makes most sense. We have deployment numbers on different versions, but we need to know, what do we need to support to be realistic here?
R2, SP1.
Okay.
Quick follow-up on the earlier question. We have about a third of our users who are literally never online. They work remotely 100% of the time, except for when they connect by VPN. So in that case, would they still use the normal Windows Update, or is there a way to do that with the Windows Update for Business?
You could have them use Windows Update for Business, because the policy is, as long as you have a chance to get the client configuration, that client configured for, so if you can, if you own the machine that's at your worker's house, if you can get the policy on that machine, the service will honor your policy.
So it'll just use the internet to do the update then?
Okay. And so you could do that if you wanted to, absolutely.
Okay.
But they just come via Woo. So.
Since Office is going to be using the same model for how it releases updates, doing the branches and every 4 months and so on, will you be coordinating your branch release dates with them?
Should we?
Yes, you should. Yeah.
I was a loaded question. I figured everyone would like applaud and be like, yeah, we're working hard with the Office guys to be in lockstep. Maybe in my 14 years of Windows for the first time ever. So, we know the needs to try to do our best to get those in lockstep.
Regarding the peer-to-peer, what restrictions can you put on that? Because, like, I don't want my machines in Chicago to peer to machines in South America.
Obviously, we're not ready to disclose all the details of how the network optimization features will work. We're working on it. It can't be peer-to-peer if you're peering off of the thing in, you know, Malaysia for the thing in Chicago. That's recognized in the design. Again, it's part of we're trying to get this whole management picture. We want to be able to present an all-up story on the management piece, and we're just not ready yet. I mean, it's an advantage of being in active development, taking feedback, and doing that evolution. So, yes?
How would the reporting work with Windows Update for Business? Do I still use SCCM to get all my audit information back?
So yes. So if you have audit and compliance requirements, so what he's, for those of you who don't know, he's asking about security audit or compliance reasons. He has to audit his network. Probably a lot of you guys have to do that. And that would still be done using the tools you use today.
Okay.
Now, we're working on making it so there's no WSUS data sync requirement. So you could just pull the data into your network and actually just leverage it via SCCM or whatever tool you use. There's third parties that do that as well. There's a Microsoft Security Analyzer and other technology. That just should just work as you do today. We don't want Windows Update for Business to be a deployment blocker. It shouldn't add more complexity. You manage systems today, you plug a Windows 10 system into it. It just happens to get its updates via Windows Update for Business. But all your other management, day-to-day business, can be managed how you do today. And we're hoping with less complexity and cost over time.
One follow-up is with Office 365 Pro Plus, the vision there was when 2016 comes out, it's just a monthly service update. Is that the same for Windows? So whenever, say Windows 11 comes out or any milestone, it'll just be rolled out that way?
Certainly we'll have feature updates rolled out on a regular cadence. As far as the future, what it holds with, what does it mean for some future version of Windows, I don't have a good comment there. But at a base level, certainly feature enhancements will come on a regular cadence on a regular basis.
Hi. Have you been looking into using AMT vPro, AMT to integrate it with SCCM to wake up more?
I'm not familiar with that one. Are you?
Okay.
I don't have enough information on that. I'm not familiar with that one. So, but maybe talk afterwards. We can follow up and get more information. Any other questions? Only about half of you guys. Oh, there's one other one. Come on up.
I'll ask another. First of all, since you said the licensing details were announced, is there a session on that by any chance?
They're not announced yet. We are working. Are starting to roll out licensing details this week, next week, so you guys will start seeing it come through.
Got you.
Work with your account reps. That's where I'd start. Talk with your account guys, because they're going to be getting the information in real time over the next couple of weeks.
Got you. And my actual question was, there's a session this afternoon called Getting Ready for Windows 10. Servicing Windows client and server. Is that similar to this? Should I still attend that? Are there more details there?
You're going to get, Terry, you want to promote your own session? So Terry will be doing that session.
Yeah, so that session just after lunch is about what you can do today with existing versions of Windows and existing mesh infrastructures to start changing your process and your policies so it looks very much like what Windows 10 will look like. So it's begin to adjust how you adopt, et cetera. We'll cover roll-ups, monthly roll-ups, et cetera. We'll cover all the types of updates we do, as well as what we recommend you do in your environment to be ready for Windows 10.
All right, thanks.
Well, that session may just answer my question, which has to do with if you get on the Windows Insider programming, you're taking the releases and everything, do you eventually roll into RTM?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Or, well, actually, you roll into RTM, but then the Insider keeps going. So you get RTM, but then you're going to just keep going because Insiders always get new stuff faster than everybody. That's the Windows as a service. You're just getting the service stuff faster. Okay? Thank you for your time and attention. Have a great show.